Perek Beis, we are up to Mishnah Tes. Omar Lohem. Page Pei Tes. Omar Lohem, so Rishit Meir Yechai told his Talmidim. He had these wonderful, extraordinary Chamisha Talmidim, and some others were there as well. So he asked him a question. Tzu Uru'u Ezohi Derech Yishara Shid Bat Bahadam. Tzuru literally means go out and see. What is the proper path that a person should choose? Now, obviously, there are many proper modes of behavior, but he's saying what is the most important general rule in behavior? Ayin Taif, Leif Taif, we're going to go through all of them. Now, on the language Tzuru, Reb Chaim Volozhin here has a comment which fits very well for the father of the yeshivas, right? He started the yeshiva movement. So this sounds something like you would tell the yeshiva boys. Now what's bothering him is, why does it say in the Mishnah, Tzu'u'ru'u, go out and see? And he's telling his Talmidim, suggest what's the best midah that a person should have. So let's say, ayin tov, leiv tov, five different suggestions. What's the language, Tzu'u, go out and see? So let's see the Chai Veloja on the bottom before we finish the rest of the Mishnah. Tzu'u'ru'u, al derech mashal, remez lehem b'milas Tzu'u. He hinted to them with the word tzu'u, hainu. Kshetiu b'beis ha-medrish, when you're busy learning, loisach kuru oifanei hamides v'adrochim yesharim. When you're busy learning Gemara and Rashi and Taisus and Mepharshim, don't start schmoozing about Musar. Don't start talking about what's the right path. Kipiti ayetzahu levatli mid'vrei Torah. Yetzahara doesn't want somebody to learn. So if you can get him to talk about the Yankees, he'll get him to talk about the Yankees. Okay, he's too from, he's not going to talk about the Yankees. So get him to talk about Midas Tavis. So when you're supposed to be learning Biyun, that's a Bittles man. Vakach yisienu dvar macherim. Once you start schmoozing about good Midas, you end up talking about other things. L'chachomer. Tzu'uru. When you leave, you finish learning, you finish davening, you're going down to eat lunch, or you're on your way home. So what do you talk about on your way out? So there, talk about Midas Tavis. When you leave the Beis Medrash, that's the time to declare which is the Derech Yishara a person should have. Here in the footnote they bring another incident where Chaim Volozhin, the two Talmidim were sitting in the Beis Medrash talking about Shviras HaYetzahara, how you break the Yetzahara. So Chaim Volozhin said to them, you know what the Yetzahara is telling you now? He's saying, Dibru alai bachurim. Bachurim, talk about me. Mashatirtsu, whatever you want. Yishmitsu, hayafku bi. Talk bad about me as much as you want. Well, eventually, till me do, as long as you don't sit and learn. You know, that's the quote. There's a quote from the Rabbi Chana brings a Kavitz Mamorim from the Chafetz Chaim. He said, Yetzahara is happy. I got to talk davenin. I got to talk fastin. Abinish learning. It says in Yiddish, daven the whole day, fast the whole day, just don't learn. As long as you don't learn, the Yetzirah is happy. So that's the idea. I mean, Chaim Volozhin has started Ruach Chaim by saying they need Musar, but it's just a small portion of the amount of learning time that a person has, a couple of minutes for every few hours that a person should put into it. Now, this is a Mishnah, and we learned it. But it's funny, because we're sitting in the Beis Medrash learning Tzu'uru'u, but I guess he means the give and take over it, of figuring out which is the best midah. That's, who said it? Somebody said that our job is to collect the Averis of the Gedolim. You know, it was by them Averis, so it's our job to collect their Averis for us, it's mitzvahs. You know, halavai, we should sit in the Beis Medrash and talk about Ezeo Derech Yishara. But anyway, that's his Tzu'uru'u. That's his thing. Go out, and when you're going out, you leave the Beis Medrash, talk about these things. But not during Gemara time. Gemara time is Gemara time. Musa time. This is a Musa Seder.
They had scheduled
Musa Seder. It's Shmuzim Musa Seder. I mean, I don't know what the schedule was in Slobodka. I should have asked Rafam, might have remembered. But generally, a Shmuz was one day a week. For half an hour over the week, there was a Shmuz. They did have Musa Vadim, where boys got together and talked about their behavior. I'm not against Musar. I'm just saying that if the person supposed to learn Biyun, that's not the time. That's not the time. All right, I think we have to first fight our Yetzirah at the battle and come late and worry about this later. All right, so let's get back to the Mishnah. Amalem tsuru ezel ezui derech yishara shidvak b'hadam, which is the derech hayashar. It's interesting that of all the midas, it picks a language of derech hayashar, a straight road. The Netziv writes in his introduction to his Pirush HaChumash on Bereishis that the Bereishis is called Sefer HaYashar. We're going to have it in Yeshua this year, we get to it. Bereishis is called Sefer HaYashar because there are Sfarim that have more mitzvahs than Bereishis, very few mitzvahs than Sefer Bereishis. But you have to look at the Avos, the way they behaved, the way they looked at other people, and that he calls Sefer HaYashar. He says, Avraham Avinu davened for the people of Sodom. You know, today we don't daven for the people of countries that are not following the Derech Hashem. But he was a Yashar. He had a tremendous kayach of Yashras to worry about all human beings. That's the Derech HaYashar of Sefer Bereishis. In general, from Bereishis, if one is careful, one can learn from the stories of Bereishis all a person has to learn to run one's life. You have to be receptive to it. One's having an argument in yeshiva about certain midas of Bein Adam Le'ishtai, Bidas of Shalom Bayis. So I commented to someone that it's all there. It's all in Bereishis. You know, what's in Bereishis? You know, it says in Bereishis that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the wife from Adam, Vayapel Tardema al Adam, put Adam to sleep. So Rashi said, why did he put him to sleep? He said, because if Adam would see the surgical process of creating Chava, it would be disgusting to him. She would be disgusting to him. So first, he prepared her, and God, you know, gave her a nice hairdo and some makeup, and then he woke up Adam and he said, oh, look at this Chava. I said, oh, that's a good deal. You know, that's a, you know, but he didn't want Adam to see Chav at a time that he would have objections, that it'll be Timoy Salav. So, you know, Bali Musa say the same thing. When you have a wife and she does things that upset you, so the Eitzah is, go to sleep. Don't notice, don't see it. You know, don't notice it. God says, when your wife does things that make her disgusting to you, so you should be sleeping. So, you know, you know what it says? You shouldn't see it. It shouldn't be disgusting to him. So everything's the Sefer HaYashar. You know, it's all there somewhere. Okay, so let's learn the Mishnah. What is the best? What would you say? What's the best midah? Shtika. That's a good midah. Okay. Well, let's see the five choices of the five Tamidim of Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm your eye in Taiv. I have a good eye. See the good in people. See the good in things. I like that one. Rabbi Yeshua, I'm your chaver Taiv. Now here, what's the translation of chaver Taiv? Most people say it means get yourself a good friend. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no. It means be a good friend. Chaver Taiv doesn't mean get yourself something. Get yourself a chaver Taiv. It means be a chaver Taiv. Have a goal in life to be a good friend to the people around you. Rabbi Yaisi, I'm a shachin taiv. A shachin taiv is more than chavat taiv. Shachin taiv is people whose circumstances put you into proximity of a neighbor. You don't choose your neighbors, you choose your friends. Shachin taiv, be a good neighbor. Rabbi Shimon, I'm a haraya es hanaylad. This is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai speaking. He says the most important midah is to anticipate what's coming. A person who anticipates what's coming does better. Now really this midah of haraya es hanaylad is a basic idea that in this world we do things for future compensation. In other words, you have a person, he takes all his life savings and he puts it into a storefront on Avenue M. What's he doing? He's taking all his money, he's making a nice store. The answer is, he's investing now and he hopes down the road to have a good business. You know, to get a business going, he looks around Flatbush, he says, you know, what does Flatbush need? Another cafe, right? So he goes out and he starts a business. What's he doing? What's going on with him? The answer is that a healthy person sacrifices today for the future. He invests today for the future. Really, all of life is that way. All of our life is preparing today for the future. You have a person, I don't know, he's cooking. What's he doing? He's schwitzing in a hot, in a hot, in a hot kitchen. What's he doing it for? He's doing it because at the end he'll have a good meal. All of life is investing for the future, because Olam Hazeh is a hallway to Olam Haba. The whole Olam Hazeh is a preparation for later. So a healthy person does things not based on today's needs, but harayas hanaylad based on future needs. That's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's insight into what human beings have to do in this world, to see as hanaylad that which is coming. Rabbi Laza Omer Leiv Tov, a good heart. Now the Mishnah says, Omar Lahem, the Rebbe decided, right, everyone voted for his favorite Mida. And Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Zakeh said, Rayan, he has Divrei Laza Ben Arach, Shabaklal Devarav Divreichem. I picked the best Mida is Leiv Tov, to have a good heart. Now the question is what Leiv Tov means precisely. And Chaim Volozhin doesn't explain it for us. But Leiv Tov, in English, a good-hearted person is a generous person. It's not really the complete translation of Leiv Tov in Chazal. The Leiv is the seat of emotions, as opposed to the head, which is the place of intellect. Typically, an intelligent firm person intellectually knows what he should be doing. So you have a person who has a hard time getting up in the morning. Intellectually, he knows that he should get out of bed in the morning, whatever time he's supposed to get out of bed. A person has a hard time dieting. His brain knows perfectly well that he shouldn't be eating this stuff, because their intellect is not the seat of taiva. The idea of leiv taiv, leiv is the seat of taiva. And the idea of leiv taiv is someone who has his emotions under control. Emotions, I don't mean just getting angry and flying off the handle, but the taivis, the things that the heart desires, a leiv taiv follows the head. When a heart follows the head, that's called the leiv taiv. And that's really the job of a person. Rav Volbi has this as a theme in his svarim. His theme was to get that a person can get the heart to follow the head. So machlokes in the Bali Musa. There's some Bali Musa who say that human beings are not capable of following the head all the time. You have to, you do follow your heart. You have to work on your heart. Rav Volbi held that it's not so. That a person is capable of his head leading him along the way and following what his intellect decides. There's a sefer that was printed posthumously from him, Leiv Shleima, I don't know how to pronounce it, no, the Kudis. Lamed Veiz is Leiv, and Shin Lamed Mem Hei. So his name was Shleima, so it's either Leiv Shleima or Leiv Shleima. But I remember picking it up in his farm store, reading the introduction, which is about this theme. I mean, you see it in his letters as a common theme. He encourages people to work on having the intellect lead the person. It's not easy, is it? It's not an easy thing to do. To have the intellect always follow, the heart always follow the head. So he says that's the mida that includes everything. Now on the flip side, Amalehem, Tzurei Zera Derech Rosh, Yisrachik Mimenu Adam. What is the bad mida that a person should avoid? Now I would say, well, each one should say the opposite of what he said before. And that's what's going to happen. But it yields some interesting results. Let's see what it says. What's the bad mida? Rebbe Eliezer said before, he said, Ayin Tov is the most important. So here he says, Ayin Ra. So that's predictable. A good eye is the best mida. Ayin Ra is the worst. Rabbi Shuai Mechaveh Ra. Rabbi Yisrael Meshachin Ra. It fits in the theme. Right? He said Shachin Tov. Now he says Shachin Ra. Everything fits. The only one that doesn't fit is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Aymer, Haloiva Ve'ena Mishalim. Somebody who borrows and doesn't pay. That's the bad mida. Echad haloiva min ha'adam. Whether you borrow from a human being. Kiloiva min ha'mokim baruchu. Like one who borrows from God. Shenema loiva rosh of alay yishalim. An evil man borrows and doesn't pay. V'tzadik chayinim v'naisein. And the tzadik has chayin and gives. Now, this idea needs explanation. Why do Reb Shimon say is a mida taiva? Haroya es hanaylad, right, to do things for the future. So this seems to follow well. Somebody who borrows and doesn't pay, what does that mean? Now, if a person borrows and he knows from where he's going to pay. Let's say someone borrows, he's got a CD he's coming due next week, he borrows money today. There's nothing wrong with borrowing that way. Because he has from where he's going to pay. Next week, his CD comes due, he's going to pay. A loiv aveinu mishalem is a person who borrows without having any idea from where he's going to get his money. And that's a loiv aveinu mishalem. Now, if you have a person who borrows, and then, I don't know, the bank goes bad, his CD doesn't have, he's an einus, he can't pay, so he doesn't pay. That's not a rasha, that's not a bad mida. Someone who borrows in good faith and doesn't have a way to pay, that's not a bad mida. A bad mida is when you borrow in bad faith. When you borrow without knowing where it's going to come from. And one of the most incredible things I ever heard from Yaakov Kamenetsky, and I listened to the tapes of a gathering in 74 or 75, I remember the year when I was in yeshiva. You remember there was a tumult about the mezuzahs, right? You remember all the little mezuzahs, and then they came out that they were being written by Arabs somewhere. I don't know if you remember. It's a long time ago. It's 40 years ago. But there was a kolkore that they caught in Israel. They had Arabs writing mezuzahs. The Arabs knew the aleph bays. And the mezuzahs were all apostle. And from then on, the mezuzahs started to have hechsherim. So this was revealed in a gathering. There was a gathering originally in Muncie and then in Brooklyn. In the Muncie gathering, many gedolim spoke. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky spoke last. He was already then in his 80s. So when he got up to speak, Rabbi Yaakov's style, you know, when you have a gathering about a topic, usually 10 people say the same thing, slightly different words. So Rabbi Yaakov got up to speak. He said, I agree with everything that was said here today. You know, I'm not going to repeat everything. He said, but there was one thing that was said that I object to. One of the Rabbanim who spoke said that he knows it's a big expense. People have to replace mezuzahs. If you have a 10 mezuzahs in your house, it's a very big expense. So he said, if someone can't afford it, we have a gemach. We'll lend money to anybody who can't afford to replace his mezuzahs. So Rabbi Yaakov said, he got up, he objected. He said, if you don't have money, you're putter for mezuzah. You know, if you borrow money, don't borrow money. If you know from where you'll pay, you borrow money. But to borrow money to replace the mezuzah, you don't know where you're going to pay from, that's leiv aveinu mishalem. So he said, if you can't afford it, live in a house without mezuzahs, you're putter. And this is a say, you only have to give chaymish for the chasav. If you don't have, you don't have to give. So it's mind-boggling. Imagine a Jew living without mezuzahs. His wife will say, so you say, I'm going to borrow and not pay. Borrow and not pay. Okay, you know, like that people do. But live without mezuzahs, you can't. So Rabbi Yaakov said, no, if you don't have money, you're part of a mezuzah. You're mind-boggling. Such advice. Senator Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says that that's the advice. Don't be a loiv aveinu mishalem. Rabbi Elazar says, Leivra, Amalem Rayan is Divra Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, Shabaklal Divraim Divraichem. Someone who follows a bare heart is going to end up, messing up. Rechev Elazar has two pieces here. Arayas HaNoilan. Predictably, he only talks about Rishim Bar Yochai's, Shita. Okay, the Leiv Taiv and Ayin Taiv that he doesn't comment on. He comments on the first, Rav Shimon said, Harayas HaNoilan is a good Mita. Explains. Someone who anticipates the future, bein b'mili d'alma, bein b'mili d'shmaya, whether in the physical world, in the spiritual world, k'may shomel el, have a makasha, have sin mitzvah. When you come to do something, reyes ha'noilad means you do things now for future gain. You know in olam haba you'll get schar, so you're willing to sacrifice, you get out of bed, you go to shul, you go to daf yomi, you go to your seder, because having makasha, have sin mitzvah, k'neged schar, you make cheshbon of the schar. Yeah. Why does it say the reverse? A midah ra, someone who doesn't anticipate the future. So he says this, look, what is a midah taiv? Get out of bed, you say, I'm going to get out of bed because I'm going to get schar olam haba. The reverse is someone who doesn't say, I'm going to get schar olam haba. Well, it depends. If he's willing to get out of bed anyway and go learn, and he's not doing it for the schar. It's even better. He's really even better. If he's in a reyes hanoilet and he still does the right thing. It's only if you're doing it for schar. If you're doing mitzvahs l'shma, so you're not going to make the cheshbon. There are times it's good. So it doesn't say the reverse. Royas hanoilad. We say doing a mitzvah. It's hard to get out of bed. Think about the schar you get for it. You think about the schar you get. That's a big thing. If someone does it not for schar, that's even bigger. So it doesn't say ain the royas hanoilad. It says it's the reverse. The midara is loiva ve'ena mishalim. So now he explains that. Haloiva ve'ena mishalim. Ha'adam basaisi aveira. Every human being when he sins, who loiva. He's like a borrower. Someone does an aveira, he owes, and they're gonna Kaddish Baruch Hu's gonna make him pay. How do you pay on your own? That's if you do tshuva. It's good we're learning it now because the whole year round is not a time to do tshuva, right? Rosh Hashanah is in 2 days, so this is the time to do tshuva. Targum shel chait hu chayva. Fascinating. The targum of aveira, of chait, is debt. You owe something. Isn't that an amazing thing? Borrow and not pay is someone who does a sin and doesn't do tshuva. Just like you're not supposed to borrow from people without paying. You don't borrow from God unless you pay. Borrowing from God is when someone does an aveira. So he has a cheshbon in heaven. So for that, he's supposed to pay back. Paying back is doing tshuva. In parentheses, he adds to look at the gross pirush on Mishlei, which is something we do on Hakel Shiurim. We're going to be learning Mishlei tomorrow. We have a Hakel Shiur here in the shul at 9:15, so we'll continue then. All right, tomorrow evening we'll learn Mishnah Yud.